New season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
Left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Happy Easter, happy Passover, happy Ramadan. Hope everyone's having a wonderful Sunday wherever you may be tuning in here on the Tortugas Radio Network as Daytona wraps up their first road trip of the season this afternoon against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 12 noon first pitch here on this Easter Sunday. Hope everyone tuning in having a wonderful day with their family, friends, wherever you may be listening as the Tortugas will try and put the despair of the last four nights in the rearview mirror. Sent an email last night to Minor League Baseball asking when was the last time a team had been walked off in four straight games, whether it be in the minors, the majors, what have you. And my guess is a large part of it's because it's Easter Sunday today, but we're still waiting to hear a response back. It feels almost historic. I feel like this is a relevant conversation. Talking with my dad last night after the game, and we are big believers in sports karma, and that as unfortunate and unlucky and discouraging as the last four nights have been for the Tortugas, offensively, defensively, on the mound, whichever way you want to look at it, sports, and especially baseball, always seems to find a weird way to even itself out. Now, I'm not saying Daytona's going to walk the Cardinals off four straight times at the Jack at some point later on this season, but it certainly feels that at some point, considering how hard Daytona has played, how specifically unlucky they have been, talking about things like Ruben Ibarra's 112.5-mile-an-hour ground ball yesterday that would rank among the 30 hardest hit balls in Major League Baseball that were put in play this season, going for outs instead of base hits and RBIs. At some point in the not-too-distant future, that tide is going to turn, and those little nuggets that were going against Daytona will eventually turn in their favor. It's just a matter of steadying the ship, staying the course, whichever cliche you want to use. But these Tortuga players and coaching staff always seem to find a way to find the positive in the gray and cloudiness of the baseball world sometime. And would not be surprised they come out guns blazing here tonight to turn the tide from the last four games and go back home to open up a series against Bradenton tomorrow on a winning note. We'll step aside for a moment here on the pregame show. Earlier this week, had a chance to sit down with this afternoon's starting pitcher. That is the right-hander, Alex Johnson. We discuss a little bit about his journey here today, Daytona Beach, the excitement of making his first start here today, and how he was helped by a guy who started for the Reds last night in crafting his powerful right-handed fastball. Tortugas and Cardinals coming your way in just a matter of moments. Final game of the six-game series. You're listening.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside talented pitcher. That is the right-hander Alex Johnson. Has some construction going on in the background here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Been the story of the week, but Alex, you were phenomenal in your season debut on Tuesday night, the win against the Cardinals. How did it feel to go out there out of the bullpen and make your season debut?
It was electric. Even now, when I think about it, I still get a little butterflies in my stomach just thinking about my debut. I'm looking forward to my first start debut this Sunday. Hopefully, you know, everything goes to plan. I execute my pitches, I dominate, and get hitters out.
One of the cool things is seeing on social media after your appearance out of the bullpen on Tuesday, talked about how appreciative you were to just to get out there on the bump to start the season, and how many of your friends and family were so excited for you and happy to see you living your dream. What does it mean to you to have that kind of support from your friends and family back home in New York?
I miss everything. You definitely need a team behind you. My family has been protecting me and supporting me from the jump. Even the friends and teammates. Honestly, the whole experience of playing, grinding, and trying to get to stay healthy on the field is the hard part.
Now, you were drafted in 2019 out of high school in upstate New York. Not too many guys get drafted out of high school up there. I remember reading an article, you were the first player drafted out of a Buffalo public school in 40-some-odd years. What was that like, getting the call when you were drafted by the Reds and representing an area of New York that doesn't always get a whole lot of love in the baseball community?
Man, it was an experience. I didn't get a call on my draft day, so I didn't know I actually got drafted. What happened was I actually didn't commit to any college when I got drafted, before I got drafted. It was surprising. The journey has been difficult, a lot of bumps in the road, but it's part of life. And pushing forward is the main objective.
Now, you're here in Daytona Beach, your first full season. You had a little bumps in the road to start. You didn't pitch in your first season after being drafted due to injury. And then, of course, comes 2020 and the pandemic, and the whole minor league season gets canceled. What was going through your mind during that? Were you worried at all? Were you ever going to, you know, make your pro debut? And how did you find ways to stay healthy and stay ready for whenever baseball came around again?
Yeah, so what I did during COVID year, I actually went to California to train for my offseason. Well, technically offseason because COVID. And I trained down there for about 3 to 5 months. And I trained at the same facility Hunter Green trained at the Jackie Robinson in L.A. And after that, I ended up throwing 95 down there. So I was back to healthy, then came back for spring training, throwing 94, 95.
How cool was that for you to see all that hard work come to fruition, spending time out there in California, getting yourself ready, and then you go out there on the bump and you start seeing 94, 95, 96 on the radar gun, knowing all that hard work you put into was showing out on the field?
It's very heartwarming. Honestly, it's mind-boggling just trying to think about all the times I have thrown and how much it has built me up to this point, even going down in my career. As a young individual as I am, especially as a Black African American, it is hard to keep pushing forward because of the situations we do have, even to this day, the way we are judged and how we have to present ourselves as a character and as a professional to other people. I believe, like, if you stay true to yourself and you always show the There's no stopping.
And one of the cool things about the group you have here in Daytona Beach is you have a lot of African-American ballplayers with you. You're not the only African-American pitcher. You're not the only African-American ballplayer. And you've got three African-American coaches that have been in the big leagues and been around baseball for a long time. What does that mean to you to have so many other African-Americans down here living the dream and continuing to follow the path towards the big leagues?
It's phenomenal. I hope, you know, down the line, there's definitely more African-Americans in the organizations and hopefully down the line I'll be in the big leagues and I'll be able to kick back to the kids who are not in the same predicament as me.
One of the cool things you mentioned was when you were out there in California, you had a chance to do some workout at UCLA at Jackie Robinson Stadium, where, of course, Jackie played when he was playing college ball at UCLA. And now here in your first full pro season, at least in full season ball, you're at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, where Jackie played in 1946, basically the same batter's box he was in when he was playing for the Montreal Royals, getting ready for his first spring training with the Dodgers. What is it like for you as a player to know every time you come to the ballpark at home, you're basically walking into a piece of not just baseball history, but American history?
Honestly, to think about it, it's bigger than me. It's bigger than the game. It's bigger than anything that you could really comprehend. I mean, as an individual for myself, I try to put my best foot forward, and I always understand that I am representing somebody, even back home or even back in the past or in the future. I'm trying to set stone for people behind me and in front of me.
Alex Johnson was phenomenal in his debut out of the bullpen on Tuesday night. We can't wait to watch him make his starting debut against the Cardinals on Sunday afternoon. Thank you so much for the time. We're so glad to have you here at Daytona Beach this season. Best of luck the rest of the way. We can't wait to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Coming up next, the pregame show, starting lineups, and first pitch here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something. You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Little John. Okay. I've got to
swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Welcome back out here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Sun shining. Cardinals have taken the field, and that also means the national anthem is just around the bend. We'll step aside for a moment. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and first pitch, Cardinals and Tortugas on Easter Sunday. In just a matter of moments on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Little hot on this Sunday, but a beautiful day for baseball here in Southeast Florida as the Tortugas and Cardinals get ready to wrap up this six-game series. Justin Rock back with you here in Jupiter, Florida, leading you up until our first pitch as the Cardinals warming up on the field. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Daytona Tortugas, put together by their manager, Gookie Dawkins. Leading off in right field is Austin Hendrick. Jay Allen, the second, will bat second in center field. Michel Triana, third baseman, hits third. Yerlin Confidant back in the starting lineup today. He'll clean up In left field, Ruben Ibarra. Shout out to his dad celebrating a birthday today. He'll hit fifth at first base. Justice Thompson, the DH in the sixth spot. Hayden Jones behind the plate, batting seventh. Rainey Reyes, second baseman, hitting eighth. And Gus Steiger rounds out the order, hitting ninth at shortstop for the Cardinals. Their starting nine today, put together by their manager, Gary Kendall. Brandon Hernandez starting at second base, leading off. Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop, hitting second. Osvaldo Tovalin gets the half day off. He'll DH. Wade Stauss behind the plate, cleaning up. Hansel Otamendi, right fielder, hitting fifth. Luis Rodriguez back in the order. He'll hit sixth at first base. Adinson Cruz, center fielder, batting at seventh. Elijah Capel in left field tonight. He'll be in the eight hole, and Sander Mora will bat ninth and be at third base. Tonight, making his second start of the series through five shutout innings in the series opener on Tuesday, it is a 21-year-old right-hander, Zane Mills, 6'4", 220 pounds, out of Portland, Oregon, the Cardinals' fourth-round pick last year out of Washington State. Austin Hendrick will lead things off for Daytona in the top half of the first inning. Hendrick last night 1-for-3 with a couple of walks. Mills ready, so is Austin in the first pitch of the game. Is hit in the air to left. Back in to his left is Cabell, and he'll make the catch over his shoulder for the first out of the ballgame. So much like yesterday, Hendrick first pitch swinging and makes an out on the first pitch of the game. Yesterday was to right field, today to left. And there's one up, one down for the center fielder, Jay Allen. Allen the second, 0-for-4 yesterday with a strikeout. Coming into the day, 6-for-24 on the year in seven games, a double and two RBIs. Righty against righty as Mills works from the first base side, and the first pitch waved out and missed. Down in the zone, it's 0-1. Mills, as we said, got the start in the first game of this series as the righty fires, and Allen off the end of the bat, shallow right field, out is Hernandez reaching for it and makes the running grab and able to avoid colliding with the right fielder Otamendi coming in as well. Thought that one was going to find an empty patch of grass between the outstretched second baseman and the charging right fielder. But as has been the case the last four games, Daytona has not been able to buy a break. And there are two away in the opening inning for Michel Triana. Righty Mills comes home, and Michel, first pitch swinging, is fouled off his leg before it rolls up the first base line. It's 0-1. Triana had Daytona's only multi-hit game yesterday, 2-for-5. Coming into the day, hitting .214 in seven games, 6-for-28, two doubles, no homers, three RBIs. Righty fires, and Triana climb, but this one is going to hook very foul off towards the Cassidy Cool zone. It's 0-2. Triana put a charge into that baseball. 103 miles an hour off the bat, traveled 374 feet, but foul. Mills the windup, the 0-2. And Triana rips this one down the right field line. That one's going to stay fair and one hop and roll to the wall. Triana rounds first on his way to second. He'll be in there standing with his team-leading third double of the season. So Triana able to wait back a little more after fouling the first one down the line and out of play. Able to keep that one straight. A 93-mile-an-hour liner. And the Tortugas have the first base runner of the ball game. Man at second, two out. Here is Yerlin Confidant. Confidant came up in the seventh inning last night as a pinch hitter. Had an RBI ground out to first. Actually, a fielder's choice with the bases loaded. Mills from the stretch for the first time today in the belt. And Confidant taps this one back towards the mound. Mills, bare hands, throws to first, low, but scooped there by Rodriguez to get the speedy Confidant to end the inning. So Daytona gets a two-out double, but Mills still able to work through the frame with just seven pitches thrown. At the end of a half, it's Daytona nothing, and Palm Beach coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the first inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. On the mound, making his first start of the season for Daytona, his second appearance of the series, it is the right-hander Alex Johnson. 6'5", 230 pounds, 21 years old, from Buffalo, New York. Reds in 2019 out of McKinley High School in upstate NY. It'll be Brandon Hernandez to lead off against him. And the first pitch of the game from Johnson is a fastball high. It is 1-0. Hernandez making his second start of the series. He's not on the roster for the opener as the lefty batter lines one into left. Back into his left is Confidan. Now it carries over his head. And one hops off the warning, tracking over the wall for a ground rule double. That ball just kept on trailing and trailing out there to left field. Confidan looked like he had a beat on it off the bat. But Brandon Hernandez has his first hit of the season, and it's a leadoff double to start the Cardinals' half of the first inning. So one pitch, or two pitches rather, into the bottom of the first inning. Cardinals have a man in scoring position. And they say Hernandez missed first base. Ruben Ibarra was waving towards the Tortuga third base dugout. I thought it was something maybe about positioning as the ball was coming in from the outfield. And the Tortugas appeal to first base, and they say Hernandez missed the bag, and so he is out for the first out of the inning. Talk about a role reversal in a matter of seconds, as here is Jeremy Rivas, who takes a called strike one. So I guess that will officially go down as a base hit, or maybe not. I don't know. That's the first one. I've seen that happen on home runs, not so much on doubles, as Rivas fouls that one off behind the plate. And the count is 0-2. Rivas has had a solid series for the Cardinals coming into tonight. The righty deals, and this one fouled straight back to the screen. And the count stays at no balls. That ball came off the batter Hernandez at just shy of 100 miles an hour. Now the 0-2, got him swinging. Fastball down at 95, and Johnson has a strikeout. Two down now in the first inning. That'll bring up Osvaldo Tovalin. So base is empty. Two down for the lefty swinging Tovalin. And the righty Johnson comes home and takes low for ball one. Tovalin takes another fastball high. It is 2-0. Tovalin last night for the Cardinals, batting in the three hole. He's intentionally walked in the 10th inning, 1-for-3 with a couple of free passes. Coming in the day, hitting at 367 in 8 games. Is this a broken bat flare? This one out in a shallow right and past the glove of Rainey Reyes for a base hit. The barrel of the bat went flinging towards the Cardinal first base dugout. But Tovalin strong enough to fight it in between the second baseman and right fielder. And the Cardinals have a two-out base runner for the catcher, Wade Stause. Looking at game day, it still is officially ruled a double for Brandon Hernandez, but we'll see if that changes as they get up to speed. Righty fires. And the first pitch to the lefty swinging Stause is outside for ball one. Stause, last night, the DH, 1-for-4 with a couple of Ks. Coming into the day, 6-for-24 in 7 games. That's a .250 average, a double, and an RBI. Lefty batter with a crowd. And the count now 2-0. Defensive alignment for Daytona this afternoon. Left to right in the outfield, Yerlin Confidon, Jay Allen the second, and Austin Hendrick. Third to first around the infield, Michelle Triana, Gus Steiger, Rainey Reyes, and Ruben Ibarra with the heads-up play to get that out at first to start the inning. As Stause can't connect on the fastball elevated, it's 2-1. Aiden Jones doing the catching behind the plate this afternoon for the Tugas. Umpiring crew, Denver Dangerfield behind the plate, and Garrett Griffin on the bases. Tovalin off first, the 2-1, and that inside, and it just grabbed a piece of the white pant leg of Stause, and the Cardinals will get another base runner with two out on the hit-by-pitch. Cardinals have been hit a bunch in this series. And that'll send Hansel Otamendi to the plate. Otamendi, the hero last night for the Cardinals, had the walk-off base hit in the 10th inning. Was his only hit of the night, was 1-for-5. Cardinals trying to rally. First and second, two out in the opening inning. And that one in the dirt. Nice backhanded pick by Jones. It's 1-0. Otamendi on the year, playing in his 5th game, 2-for-15. That's a .133 average. No extra base hits and two RBIs. Right arm dangling at Johnson's side as he leans in to Jones for the sign. As set at the belt, now the 1-0. And that one down and away. It's 2 balls and no strikes. A much more timid and quiet atmosphere here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium than it had been the previous 4 nights. The setup here in Jupiter this season, somewhat similar to last year, a little bit different. Tuesdays and Sunday games. Not open to the public, as that one is strike at the knees. It's 2-1. Only people who are on the player pass list, scouts and media, allowed to be in attendance for these Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday. This year, only Tuesday, Sunday. Is that a 58-foot fastball picked up there by Jones? 3-1. Luis Rodriguez, first baseman, waiting on deck. The other caveat today, a lot like Friday and yesterday, challenge system in effect, so manual balls and strikes by the home plate umpire, Denver Dangerfield. And each team with 3 challenges. Yesterday, the Cardinals won one of their 3 challenges. Daytona was 0-for-2. 3-1. And Otamendi hits one on the ground to second. Reyes to his left. Easy play to Ibarra to end the inning. So the Cardinals pick up a couple base hits and a hit batter in the inning, but a base-running mistake and some strong pitching by Johnson keeps them off the scoreboard. No runs, 2 hits, 2 left at the end of 1 inning of play. No score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, April 19th against the Bradenton Marauders. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva Care Solutions and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. The homestand continues with a belly buster Wednesday on April 20th, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on April 21st. 21st with drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our friends from the Museum of Arts and Sciences with our annual astronomy night on Friday, April 22nd. Come to the park early as the first fans to the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway. Bring your four-legged friend out on Saturday, April 23rd for our first Park in the Park night of the season featuring a collapsible dog bowl giveaway. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring games and activities for all ages. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second inning here in Jupiter. No score. Sunny Sunday afternoon. Hope you're having a wonderful Easter, Passover, Ramadan, whatever holiday you're celebrating. Hope you're enjoying it with your friends and family. 84 degrees in Jupiter today. And a first real Florida feel game for these two teams, at least in this series, and probably for Daytona for sure. As a real feel this afternoon up in the mid-90s at 95. According to AccuWeather right now, Ruben Ibarra will lead off, and he takes low for ball one. Ibarra hit one last night at 112.5 miles an hour. It ended up as a 5-3 ground out. As there's a strike at the knees, it's 1-1. Looked it up last night on the MLB research portal. That would have been one of the 30 hardest hit balls put in play in Major League Baseball this season. As there's a breaking pitch on the inner half for a strike, 1-2. Ibarra last night, 0-for-5 on the season, hitting at a .179, 5-for-28, as that misses down and away, 2-2. No extra base hits, two RBIs for the Watsonville, California native. 2-2 pitch from Mills, and a breaking pitch in the dirt gets away from Stauss all the way to the backstop. He can't find it, and Ibarra is going to be safe at first. Went 5-hole on the catcher, Stauss, and went all the way to the backstop. Ibarra, good read, able to break towards first immediately. And so Ibarra, who had a walk, get erased on a challenge by the Cardinals yesterday, strikes out here and still reaches first base. So there's a joke somewhere in there. I'm just not smart enough to figure it out. So Daytona, with one on, nobody out. Runner goes, pitches high. The throw down to second base. The tag in time to get him. Ibarra stole his first career base on Wednesday night, or rather Thursday night against the Cardinals. And this time he is thrown out by Stauss on a strong throw to the drop third strike. And there is nobody on and one away. Righty deals. Now one up and in. And the count 1-1, probably a hit and run on there. That led to the caught stealing. This one on the ground is short. To his right, Rivas. Jump throw to first, and they get Thompson. That was a soft ground ball in the hole between third and short, and Rivas able to get over there and make a Jeterian throw to steal a line from the Yankees broadcaster John Sterling. A leaping throw behind the third baseman. And Thompson retired for the second out. So bases empty, two down. And Hayden Jones' first pitch swinging fouls it back. It's 0-1. Jones came in last night late in the ball game as a defensive replacement after a pinch hitter. Is this a ground ball to first? Charging and staying down on it is Rodriguez to his left. And he'll step on the bag himself to retire the side. No runs, no hits, nobody left. At the end of 1.5, no score. On the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you?
a Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie? Best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the second inning, Cardinals with 6, 7, and 8 due up against the right-hander Alex Johnson, Rodriguez, Cruz, Cabell. The 3 due up in the inning. Blue skies overhead, some puffy mashed potato-esque clouds hanging up above the stadium. But a perfect atmosphere for baseball on the 17th of April. Righty against righty, first pitch of the inning is a high fastball. It is 1-0. Rodriguez did not play in the game last night. Coming into the day, hitting at 235 in 5 games, 4 for 17, no extra base hits, no RBIs. The 1-0, and Rodriguez swings and pops it in the air behind the plate out of play, and the count is 1-1. Johnson making his second appearance of the year for Daytona, as we mentioned, came in support of Hunter Parks in the opener on Tuesday, as Rodriguez off the hands again out of play towards the first base line. And it'll be a 1-2 strike or 1-2 count on the first baseman Rodriguez. Johnson from the first base side of the hill, the 1-2. And this one off the end of the bat into center. Coming in now, waiting on it is Allen. And right by the bill of that dark green cap makes the play for the first out. So the leadoff man retired here in the second inning. And now it's the center fielder, Adanson Cruz. Cruz at the start last night for the Cardinals. Actually did not have their effect as the first pitch in the dirt. And behind Jones, it's 1-0. Cruz, 5 for 27 on the year. That's a 185 average, a double, 2 homers, and 5 RBIs. Coming into play here on Sunday, the 1-0. And that fastball high. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson on Tuesday against the Cardinals gave up 2 runs, 1 earned on 2 hits in 2 and a third innings. Walked 2, struck out 4, the 2-0. And Cruz laid on a fastball. It is 2-1. 94 that time from Johnson. Six-five righty stands tall, the 2-1, and Cruz gets it off his handle. It is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson last year pitched sparingly in the Arizona Complex League, made his professional debut, made 3 relief appearances, so this is the first start of his professional career today, the 2-2. This one hit on the ground is short. Charging in is Steiger, and he'll make the easy toss to Ibarra for the second out. Two up, two down for Johnson in the second. And now it's the left fielder, Elijah Cabell. Cabell, 1 for 4 last night with a couple of Ks. Coming into play today, hitting at a 190. 4 for 21 with a homer and 4 batted in. Righty Johnson winds and fires, and a chase at a pitch down. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Johnson last year, 1-0 record at a 4.5 ERA in the ACL. Gave up just two hits in four innings, walked three, struck out eight as there's a strike on the inner half. It's 0-2. All right, he kicks the 0-2 pitch, and Cabell lays off the breaking ball. Down and in, it's one ball and two strikes. Slider, according to the Hawkeye technology. Not an exact definition of time. Johnson dials up a fastball up and in at 95, and Cabell can't catch up as he strikes him out to end the inning. Second K for Johnson. He retires the side in order in the second on 13 pitches. After two, no score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Eight, nine, and one, due up for Daytona in the third. Scoreless ball game. Reyes, Steiger, and Hendrick. The three due up against Zane Mills, who's allowed just one hit through two innings tonight. Rainey Reyes, righty batter against the righty pitcher. And the first pitch is low for ball one. Reyes got the start last night. Was pinch hit four in that seventh inning rally as he takes low 2-0. Reyes yesterday 0-2. On the season, coming into play today, 1-for-13 with an RBI. That came in this series as Reyes out in front of a 2-0 off-speed delivery. And the count 2-1. Defensive alignment for the Cardinals this afternoon. Left to right in the outfield, Elijah Cabell, Addison Cruz, and Hansel Otamendi. As Reyes hits this one on the ground, high hop at the last second for the third baseman, Mora, but he's able to adjust and make the play onto Rodriguez for the first out. Leadoff man retired. One away for the shortstop, Gus Steiger. Steiger, last night 1-for-4, scored the tying run for Daytona in the seventh inning. Hitting a .148 in seven games, 4-for-27. Shows bunt, lays it down back towards the mound. Fielded there by Mills, gathers and throws a rocket over to the first baseman, Rodriguez, covering for the out. Not a bad idea for Steiger with his great speed. Just didn't keep it enough towards the third base line. The only mistake there.
Right fielder, number seven, Austin.
And there are two away now for the leadoff man, Austin Hendrick. Hendrick flied out to left on the first pitch of the ball game. He's 0-for-1. Hendrick coming into play today, hitting a .190. As that one, down and in, a called strike, 0-1. 4-for-21, a double, a homer, and an RBI. Mills working quickly. That down and in by the shoot tops, 1-1. Third to first around the infield for Palm Beach. Sonder Mora, Jeremy Rivas, Brandon Hernandez, and Luis Rodriguez. The 1-1, and Hendrick out of play to the left. Off towards the parking lot, it's 1-2. Wade Stauss doing the catching behind the plate for Mills this afternoon. Nobody on, two out, no score. Top of the third, the 1-2. And that one high and away It is two balls and two strikes. Tortugas, after this series, will head back home to Daytona, open up a series on Tuesday against Bradenton as Hendrick drives one in the air to right. Back goes Otamendi to the warning track, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out by the auxiliary video board. Austin Hendrick now with both of Daytona's home runs this season, and he has added to his total. Daytona has a 1-0 third inning lead. Austin Hendrick able to drive one out of the ballpark. 102 miles an hour off the bat. Able to wait back on the change, and he walloped it. And now it's Jay Allen, the second with nobody on and two out. And he fouls it back behind home plate. It's 0-1. Allen popped up to second his first time. He's 0-1. An exit velocity, but the home run distance was not read there by StatCast. He broke the system. As Allen can't connect on the changeup, down 0-2. So Hendrick's second home run of the season. Allen having a conversation with the home plate umpire, Dangerfield. Not sure exactly what that was about. Maybe didn't feel he was totally ready before that last pitch from Mills. Either way, the count's 0-2. The righty fires, and he strikes him out on a sinking fastball to end the inning. But Daytona strikes first as Austin Hendrick clubs his second home run of the season. We're through 2.5. 1-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
So Alex Johnson will pitch with the lead here in the third inning as Austin Hendrick gives Daytona a 1-0 edge on his second home run of the year. Sonder Mora, Brandon Hernandez, Jeremy Rivas. 9-1 and 2 due up for the Cardinals in this third inning. Bottom of the 12 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Final game of this six-game series. Righty batter Mora will lead off, and the first pitch from Johnson is a fastball across at the chest, 0-1. Mora did not play in last night's ball game as the righty kicks and deals. And this one fouled back in our direction off the netting. It's 0-2. Mora 0-12 on the year in six games, but has earned five walks and a stolen base. The 0-2 pitch. And this one reached for and dunked into right field for a base hit. Just flung his bat head at the baseball away and was able to clang it in front of Austin Hendrick in right for a knock. So, Sonder Mora with his first base hit of the season. And the Cardinals have the leadoff man on in the third for the top of the lineup in Brandon Hernandez. Hernandez looked like he had hit a ground rule double to lead off the ball game for Palm Beach, but was ruled out on a challenge by Daytona saying he missed first base. As the first pitch to Brandon is in the dirt, 1-0. Righty Johnson working from the first base side of the rubber. Now from the stretch. And that one low again with a fastball, 2-0. Johnson, you mentioned a 36th round pick, signed for the first player selected from a Buffalo area public school in what was believed to be 47 years when he was drafted in 2019, 2-0. And Hernandez foul tips it in and out of the glove of the catcher, Jones, 2-1. And the funny thing he mentioned to us on Friday when we interviewed him was he never got a call from the Reds to say he was drafted. The 2-1 coming from Alex. Low fastball, 3-1. Alex found out from a phone call from his travel team coach, Charlie Karstent, had called him to tell him that the Reds took him a half an hour earlier, and Johnson didn't believe him at first. Thought he was kidding, only to realize that his dream came true. This is a hard ground ball to first. Ibarra on a second for one. Steiger back to Ruben. Good stretch to get him. Double play, 3-6-3. Ruben Ibarra showing off that flexibility over at first base, has done it all series. And does a nice job there to turn a 3-6-3 twin killing to erase the leadoff base hit by Mora. So base is empty, two out now. And now the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas, who struck out against Alex in the first. And that one is high, 1-0. Johnson was not committed to any school, was weighing some offers from junior colleges. Then, of course, was injured, missed the entire 2019 season after being selected as that one tipped at home plate. It's 1-1. But spent the 2020 season during the pandemic. He said he traveled out to California, trained out at the same facility that Hunter Green trains at out in the L.A. area, the 1-1. And Rivas rips this one, but foul down the left field line. And a very loud strike number two. And he saw his fastball tick up from the low 90s up into the 93 to 95 mile per hour range. Was so thrilled to see all that hard work come to fruition. The 1-2 pitch. And this one off the hands. Good job by Rivas just to make contact. And it'll remain a one ball, two strike count. Nobody on, two out, bottom of the third. Daytona a 1-0 lead on the Austin Hendrick home run. Johnson behind that black leather mitt, and Rivas sends that one out of play over the press box and out of the stadium. It remains 1-2. Was believed to be the first Buffalo Public School player drafted by Major League Baseball in 47 years. The previous one was believed to be Doug Zavodny in 1972. That one popped in the air, foul ground, third base side. Triana calling for it, and just on the grass before the warning track makes the catch above that dark green cap to end the inning. So the Cardinals get a leadoff single, but a double play erases that, and Johnson faces the minimum in the inning. No runs, a hit, nobody left. After 3-1-0 Daytona on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you. With the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
First pitch of the inning, Michelle Triana hits a soft ground ball to short. Rivas, the shortstop, fielding to his left, throws to first high over the head of the first baseman, Rodriguez. And Triana is going to be safe at first to start the top half of the fourth inning. So that's one way to get a rally going as we welcome you back here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Daytona, a 1-0 lead.
Now batting the left fielder, number 23, your lead, Compeon.
That one will go down as a throwing error against the shortstop, Rivas. So Triana is aboard here to lead off in the fourth inning. And now Yerlin Confidon, the left fielder, swings and hits a double play ground ball to short. Rivas right there, steps on the bag as he fields it, throws to first, double play, two down. So two pitches in the inning, an error and a double play. And all of a sudden, nobody on, two out. And here is Ruben Ibarra.
Batting, the first baseman, number 99, Ruben Ibarra.
Feeling somewhat similar to how the bottom of the third inning went. Cardinals got a leadoff single and then was erased immediately on a double play. However, that one was more on like 6 or 7 pitches as opposed to 2. Here's Ruben Ibarra, and taking all the way, looks at a strike 0-1, reached on a drop third time up. The 0-1 for Mills. Ibarra takes off the pitch in the dirt, 1-1. Cardinals this afternoon wearing the home whites. Palm Beach across the chest in red script lettering. Gold birds on a bat. Logo perched atop the word mark, one by the barrel, one by the handle, the 1-1. And Ibarra laid on the sinking fastball, 1-2. Red numerals front and back with a thin black border. White pants for Mills, pulled all the way down to his ankles. A red and white cleats, the 1-2 inside. And Ibarra lays off. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Red, white, and black Nike cleats dug into the stadium mound, the 2-2. And Ibarra taps it off himself. A foul ball. And it'll remain 2 balls and 2 strikes. Red cap, red bills for the Cardinals today. White script PB logo on the front. With the red Cardinal on the bat in between the two letters. Another 2-2 from Mills. And that one bounces. Blocked at the plate by the catcher Stauss on the slider. It's a full count. Justice Thompson, the DH, hoping for an opportunity. He's on deck. Payoff pitch, and Ibarra fouls it off the shin protector of Stauss. And he'll stay alive. It remains a full count on Ruben. Ruben had a beautiful post on Instagram this morning celebrating his dad's birthday. So happy birthday out there in California to Mr. Ibarra. He's thanking him for introducing him to the game of baseball as Ruben ends up swinging and missing on that sinker down. I was talking about, had a great photo of him and Ruben shooting at a Papa shot, either at a carnival, a fair somewhere, and a great shot of both of them mean mugging with her during his San Jose State days or his high school days and appreciating all the love he's given to him over the years. We're through 3.5, 1-0 Daytona on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. you'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Osvaldo Tobalin leading off bottom of the fourth inning, taking up and away for ball one, and now low for ball two. 1-0 Daytona here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Final game of this six-game series. Tobalin, Stauso, Domendi. The three due up in the frame. Johnson out for his fourth inning of work. Here tonight, the 2-0 to Osvaldo is high for ball three. Tobalin singled to right his first time up. Daytona, one run, two hits, no errors. They have left one. Cardinals, no runs, three hits, an error. They have left two. The 3-0 from Alex is low ball four, and Tobalin is aboard yet again with a leadoff walk. So the Cardinals put the leadoff man on for the second straight inning. And now the catcher, Wade Stauss. Stauss hit by a pitch, stranded aboard in the opening inning. Third baseman, Triano, well off the line. And a left-handed batting catcher. Johnson from the stretch, and this one off the hands in a shallow right. Racing in is Hendrick. He'll make the catch. And hustling back to first before Austin can attempt to throw is Tobalin. So Stauss jammed for the first out of the fourth inning. And now the right fielder, Hansel Odomendi. Odomendi, ground out to second his first time. He is 0-for-1. Tortugas this afternoon in the dark green alternate uniforms. Tortugas arched across the chest in white. White numerals front and back, powder blue border. Long black sleeves out either end of that top for Johnson. And the first pitch from the righty to Odomendi, down and away. It is 1-0. Gray pants all the way down to the ankles for Johnson. Green and powder blue piping along the side. The 1-0. And this one in the air center field. Racing in is Allen the second. He'll make the catch over his left shoulder. And retreating once more to first base is Tobalin. Two down. Couple of good reads out there in the outfield from the talented youngsters Hendrick and Allen the second. And now one on, two out for Luis Rodriguez. Rodriguez flied out to center his first time. He is 0-for-1. Johnson got those white on white cleats dug into the stadium mound. The pitch. And a check swing from Rodriguez. Appeal down to the base umpire Griffin. He did not go. And it's 1-0 on the Cardinal first baseman. Dark green cap, dark green bill for Daytona today. White block D logo on the front with Sheldon through the middle wielding a bat. The 1-0. That one skips off the dish. Picked up nicely by Jones. It's 2-0. Tortugas will have 6, 7, and 8. Two up against Mills in the top half of the fifth inning. Righty is set, now comes home. And Rodriguez thought about it, but lays off the sinking fastball. It is 3-0. Adinson Cruz, the center fielder, hoping for an opportunity. He's on deck. Johnson up over 50 pitches here today. Now the 3-0, and Rodriguez looks at a strike across at 90. It is 3-1. Right-hander readies, now fires, and Rodriguez skies it in the air. First base side, Ibarra's sunglasses on by the railing. But this one well out of his reach and into the empty seats. It's a full count. We mentioned Daytona will head home. No matchup against Bradenton starting on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Cardinals will leave Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for the first time this season. A 3-2 pitch, got him swinging. Runner was going on a 3-2 two-out offering. And Johnson gets him to chase the fastball down at 92. Picks up another K and strands another man aboard. No runs. One man left at the end of four. 1-0 Tortugas here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the top of the fifth inning. Justice Thompson to lead off for Daytona as the Tortugas bullpen up and moving down the left field line. Johnson up at four shutout innings and 58 pitches, likely to be done. But a strong performance in his first career start as Justice Thompson takes low 1-0. Thompson grounded out his first time to short, and he takes a strike knee high. Thompson, Jones, Reyes, the three due up in the inning. Mills working at a fast pace, and Thompson fouls it off the catcher, Stouse. It's 1-2. Fans need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Shout-out to our bus driver, Rich, who's done a marvelous job on this road trip as Thompson checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says Garrett Griffin, and it's 2-2. Bus driver is always an unsung hero of a part of a professional or amateur sports team. Is that outside 3-2. And the Cardinals going to challenge the call of a strike or a ball. And the call will stay the same. Was a ball. And it's a full count now on Thompson. So the Cardinals 0-1 on challenges today. And Thompson follows it up by hitting a line drive off the edge of Rivas's glove. And in a left center field, a base hit. Thompson rounds first and heads back. A heat-seeking missile off the bat of Justice Thompson. And Daytona has a leadoff man on here in the fifth inning.
Catcher, number 24, Aiden Jones.
So, The Cardinals try to challenge to get Thompson a strikeout. Comes up empty, and on the very next pitch, Justice makes him pay with a 103-mile-an-hour line drive. So here's Hayden Jones, lefty catcher, and he takes down and in for ball one. Hayden grounded out to first, his first time, 0-for-1. Another one of the Reds' really underrated undrafted free agent signees over the last couple of years since the shortened draft. The 1-0. Jones hits one on the ground towards first field. In front of the bag by Rodriguez. Steps on first, throws to second, and Thompson's slide was a tad early. And the tag applied by Rivas for the double play. It was like Thompson was sliding. That's how slowly it went. That ball just hit too hard right at the first baseman, Rodriguez. And able to turn the 3-6 double play. And now the bases are empty and two out as Reyes takes outside for ball one. That one, a check swing. And they say he went. And the count, 1-1. Reyes grounded out to third his first time, 0-for-1 tonight. Mills deals, and Reyes launches one down the left field side by the tarp. But a foul ball, it's 1-2. Luis May warming up on the mound for Daytona. The 1-2 pitch struck him out. Great movement down and in. And Mills strikes out Reyes on the sinker to end the inning. So for Mills, just his third strikeout. And able to work around a leadoff base hit by Justice Thompson by getting a double play. No runs, a hit, nobody left. Halfway through this one, 1-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Luis May on the pitch here in the bottom of the fifth inning. He'll face off against 7, 8, and 9 in the Cardinal order. Alex Johnson, 4 shutout innings today in his first career start. Topped out just below 95 miles an hour. 4 innings, 3 hits, no runs, a walk, and 3 Ks. 58 pitches tonight and 33 strikes. Anderson Cruz to lead off the fifth. Against the fireballing Luis May, and he throws something off speed to get Cruz out in front. It is 0-1. May was on the mound when Osvaldo Tovalin broke up the no-hitter with one out in the ninth inning, a walk-off three-run homer to win that game as this one served in the air left center field. Back into his right, Allen the second. He's got room, fighting the sunshine, sunglasses on, reaches out and makes the catch for the first out. So Cruz puts a charge in a one. but can't get it out of the ballpark. And there is one away in the fifth inning for Elijah Cabell. Cabell struck out swinging his first time. He is 0 for 1 tonight. May making his third appearance of the year. Young righty from the first base side of the mound, and the first pitch spiked in the dirt. It is 1-0. His season debut against the Mets last Saturday through a scoreless inning, struck out one, allowed a hit. Gave up the three runs on the home run. And the strikeout and a couple hit batters on Thursday. As there's a breaking ball spinning in for a strike. It is 1-1. May standing at 6'3", 219 pounds, 20 years old from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Signed by the Reds back in 2018, the 1-1 to Cabell. And another breaking pitch in there for strike two. Cabell holds that bat behind his helmet, resting right above his shoulder as that one sails up and in at 98 miles an hour, and Cabell has to step out of the box to gather himself. That not at all on purpose by Luis May. It's a 98-mile-an-hour fastball that slipped up and in. And not where you want to miss with 98. The 2-2 pitch. Throws a slider. Thought about it, did Cabell. But able to hold off at the last second. It's a full count. I've already seen one Cardinal player get hit in the head in this series, and Ramon Mendoza, and landed on the injured list the very next day. We continue to hope for a speedy recovery for him as the 3-2 slider bounces for ball four. So Elijah Cabell is on with a one-out walk here in the fifth inning. And now it's the third baseman, Sander Mora. Picked up his first hit of the season to right his last time. He is 1-for-1. Action in Daytona's bullpen down the left field line. As the righty May sets Bell tight. And the first pitch to Cabell grounded fair. Down the left field line towards the corner. Over to cut it off his confidant. On his way to third, it is Mora. So after going 0-for-12 to start the season, Mora has hits in his last two at-bats. And the Cardinals have second and third and one out. The top of the lineup in Brandon Hernandez. Wasn't scalded, but had enough space between Triana and the third base line to get it down there. And now Daytona will bring the infield in to try and cut off the run with Brandon Hernandez stepping up. Ground rule double in the first inning and grounded into a 3-6-3 double play back in the third. The righty May fires, and the first pitch on the outer half, 0-1. Hunter Parks, who was marvelous in his first start with Daytona on Tuesday, readying down the left field line again today. May looks towards second, the 0-1, and Hernandez can't catch up to the 97-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-2. So this will probably be just one inning for May, and they'll let Parks go whatever his pitch count or inning count is. Here on this Sunday, Todd Naskadov and the Reds seem to have everything very well scripted with their pitching staff here early in the season. The 0-2 struck him out, blows him away with a 99-mile-an-hour sinker. If you want to get real specific, it was 98.7, Light FM. He's in New York. Well, May just ripped a rocket by the barrel of Hernandez for the second out. He's going to call him Thomas Francisco, who was a left-handed batter who wore, I believe, that same number for the Cardinals at the tail end of last season. Did a marvelous job. He's up in Peoria or above as the first pitch to Jeremy Rivas off the end of the bat in a right center. In it to his right is Hendrick calling for it. He'll make the catch chest high to end the inning. So the Cardinals threaten, put runners at second and third with one out, but a strikeout and a shallow fly ball keeps the hit to left, five complete, 1-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network. Tortugas return home on Tuesday, April 19th against the Bradenton Marauders. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva Care Solutions and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. The homestand continues with a Belly Buster Wednesday on April 20th, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on April 21st, with drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our friends from the Museum of Arts and Sciences with our annual astronomy night on Friday, April 22nd. Come to the park early as the first fans to the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway. Bring your four-legged friend out on Saturday, April 23rd for our first Park in the Park night of the season featuring a collapsible dog bowl giveaway. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring games and activities for all ages. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3000 3172, or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Zane Mills back to work as we head to the sixth inning. Top of the 1 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you here on this Easter Sunday. Hope you're having a wonderful holiday with your friends and family. Also a happy Passover and a happy Ramadan to all those celebrating on the Tortugas Radio Network on this beautiful April weekend. Gus Steiger, Austin Hendrick, Jay Allen II, 9-1 and 2, due up for Daytona in the inning. And the first pitch from the righty Mills is in for a strike, 0-1, only 52 pitches. 37 strikes for Mills through five innings tonight. Very economical, works at a very good pace. As there's a strike going to Mills, a non-factor for him. He's already ready to go every time he gets the ball back from his backstop. The 0-2. Steiger inside, 1-2. Gus tried to bunt himself aboard his last time. Nice idea, but was played well by Mills for the out. As Gus takes low, it's 2-2. Daytona, one run, three hits, no errors. They have left one tonight. Cardinals, no runs, four hits, one error. They have left five. 2-2 pitch. Steiger taps this one off the end of the bat, foul. Towards the third base coach's box, it'll remain 2-2. Jeffrey Sierra over as the third base coach. Also the outfield and base running coach for Daytona. And Juan Bayara is with the team. He's over in the first base coach's box. 2-2. And Steiger gets one on the ground a second. Waiting there is Hernandez. Quick gather and throw to toss him out. One away in the sixth inning. That'll bring up the right fielder, Austin Hendrick. He's the difference in this ball game. Last time up, clubbed a home run out to right, his second of the year. He's also flied out to left. He is 1-for-2. It was funny talking with Juan after he came into town with the team a couple weeks ago. Before opening day, as the righty fires, and Hendrick, first pitch attacking, and fouls it towards the bleachers' left field way. It is 0-1. And he remembered Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach from his playing days in the Florida State League back in 1994 when he was playing for the St. Petersburg Cardinals. This one skied to left. First going in, now drifting back is a left fielder looking up, and that one's gone! Austin Hendrick to the opposite field. His third home run of the season, his second home run of the game, and Daytona has a 2-0 lead here in the sixth. Thought that one was a casual fly ball off the bat, but just kept on carrying and carrying, and Cabell all of a sudden ran out of real estate. A 354-foot home run to left. Hendrick now has all three Daytona home runs this season, and they've got a 2-0 sixth. 97 miles an hour off the bat. As Jay Allen II takes outside 1-0. But after a tough start, the first handful of games for Austin has kept his composure. A positive attitude as Allen watches that breaking ball bounce to the backstop 2-0. And Stouse, the catcher, will go out to the mound to chat things over with the right-hander Mills. But was hitless in the first series. Didn't pick up his first base hit until this set against the Cardinals. But never let the results impact his attitude or certainly his outward demeanor. The 2-0 as Allen takes a strike 2-1, and that's been something that's been thoroughly impressive for this entire Tortugas roster throughout this four-game stretch in which they've been walked off as Allen on the ground past the diving glove of the shortstop Rivas to his right and into left field, a base hit. Jay Allen the second with his first knock of the day. And Daytona has a man on with one out and one in. The third baseman, Michelle Triana. 102 miles an hour off the bat from the 19-year-old center fielder. Triana, one for two tonight, but has reached base both times. Doubled off Mills in the first, then able to get aboard in the fourth on the throwing error by Rivas. Allen, great speed at first base, and Triana, first pitch swinging. Fouls it off to the left, it's 0-1. But throughout this stretch with four straight walk-offs, the team has found ways to put it in the rear view as quick as humanly possible, still show up to the ballpark smiling, happy, loving the game. And although it's still early in the season, as Triana takes low, it's 1-1. It's impressive to see these young guys be able to, at least outwardly, be able to not let what's happened on the field impact how they carry themselves game and during it. As Triana swings through a breaking pitch, it's 1-2. One on, one out. Daytona a 2-0 sixth inning lead. Allen takes his lead off first, being held on by Rodriguez. Now Mills fires, and that misses off the inside corner, 2-2. Yerlin Confidon, left fielder, waiting on deck. That's a credit to the coaching staff in Daytona and just the people top to bottom in the Reds organization. Helping these players be in a good place mentally. Throw over to first, and Allen back safely. It was ironic. Vanessa Shannon, the Reds' director of mental skills, has been in town with the team all week. Runner goes, and Triana swings away and taps it foul. And it remains a two-ball, two-strike count. Obviously, Vanessa coming into town was planned well ahead of anything that could have been predicted and how the games would break in this series. But sometimes things happen for a reason. Maybe it was meant to be that Vanessa would be here to help the team through this tough stretch of four games. Trying to turn it around today, off to a good start as Triana takes up and away for ball three. And for a young team to not have that carryover effect, always impressive. See if Allen goes. Payoff pitch. He does not. Triana, hard ground ball. Pass the diving glove of the third baseman. Mora, base hit. Mora has to get back to third. Allen breaks to third base. Throw gets behind him, and Allen's safe. Advancing to second on the throw is Triana. Great base running by Jay Allen, the second, and Daytona with second and third and one out. For the left fielder, Yerlin hitting very close to against the shift. Mora, a great diving effort a la Rivas from the play prior. But just out of his outstretched mitt. And Allen hesitated for a little bit rounding second base. But still able to turn on the jets and get there safely. And now Daytona with an opportunity to really create some separation. That last ball off the bat of Triana coming at 105 miles an hour. Infield in. And Confidon takes a strike down in the zone. It's 0-1. Confidon 0-for-2 has grounded to the pitcher and rolled into a 6-3 double play in the fourth. Righty against lefty, and Confidon a chopper up the middle into the chest of Hernandez. Can't find the handle. Throw to first, just in time to get him. The Daytona dugout with some yelps of disapproval. It was a bang-bang play. It was very, very close. After Hernandez had to block it with his chest and then find the seams to make the toss on to the first base bag. Confidon hit it well, 95 off the bat. But again, a tough break for Daytona. And now there is second and third and two out for Ruben Ibarra. Reached on a drop third strike wild pitch and struck out as the pitching coach Giovanni Carrara out of the first base dugout to talk as the Cardinal bullpen working down the right field line. Looks to be the right-hander Roy Garcia. And indeed it is Roy Garcia up and tossing in right field for the Cardinals. Home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield out to the mound to break up the meeting, but the Cardinals saw him coming and they disperse ahead of time. And now it is Ruben. The chance to come through with a couple men in scoring position. That's been a big factor of the four-game losing streak. Daytona was 3 of 42 with runners in scoring position in that span. And the one hit they had last night with runners in scoring position didn't bring in a run. Now the first pitch to Ruben is a 91-mile-an-hour fastball for strike one. But as we said in baseball, these things come in ebbs and flows. Got to be ready for when the moment is theirs. As Ibarra, a hard ground ball. And oh, what a diving stop by Hernandez up the middle. Throw to first. And a scoop by Rodriguez towards the home plate side to end the inning. Ruben Ibarra has done everything he possibly can to pick up base hits and RBIs. And all he has done is continually be robbed by the opposing team and gets a bear hug from Juan Bayara, his first base coach, as he's got hands on his hips in disbelief. You thought that one was going to get on through, but Brandon Hernandez with an amazing play to end the inning. Daytona gets one more on the Hendrick home run, but Strand 2 in scoring position. 2-0 Daytona as we head to the home sixth.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Luis May out for his second inning of relief, as it'll be Osvaldo Tovalin to lead off. And the first pitch of the inning, a fastball strike from May. It is 0-1. You just feel for the man at first base in Ruben Ibarra, one of the nicest, most positive, kind-hearted human beings you can ever come across. And he has squared up baseballs left and right in this series and just continually gets robbed by the Cardinal defense as Tovalin can't hold up on the breaking ball. It's 0-2. Hit that ball that Hernandez robbed him at just shy of 101 miles an hour. After having the 112.5-mile-an-hour grounder yesterday be snared by Tovalin, the man at the plate. He singled and walked today, the 0-2. And Tovalin can't hold up. Got him swinging strike three. May get a little bit of retribution from Tovalin's walk-off home run against him on Thursday. Back-to-back strikeouts for May. And now there is one away in the sixth inning for Wade Stauss. Stauss been hit by a pitch and flied to right. He is 0 for 1. Park still throwing in Daytona's left field bullpen. A righty comes home. And the breaking ball to Stauss drops in there. It's 0-1. Curveball, according. Talk about impressive things with these young players in the Reds organization. As the 0-1 from May is fouled out of play to the left, it's 0-2. Luis, just 20 years old, from the Dominican Republic, and his grasp and mastery of the English language for a kid who was only signed by the Reds 3-4 years ago is so tremendously impressive. The 0-2, and Stauss on the ground underneath the diving glove of Triana to his left, a base hit. Another strong effort by Michel, but this one just under his mitt. And Stauss on base for the second time today. He's got a one-out hit. Here's the right fielder, Hansel Otamendi, 0-2. Flied out to center his last time, has also grounded out to second. Righty kicks and deals. And the first pitch on the ground through the hole between first and second, a base hit. Stauss will stop at second. That a seeing eye knock by Otamendi. And now the Cardinals have the tying runs on with one out for Luis Rodriguez. So back-to-back, one out knocks. And here is Rodriguez 0-2. Fly ball to center, struck out his last time against Alex Johnson. Now, the Reds have always done a really nice job with Latin ball players, helping them get comfortable and understanding their second language in English. Is this a ground ball up the middle? Could be two. Steiger underhand flip to Reyes for one. Back to first, double play, inning over. 6-4-3 double play, just what the doctor ordered. And May strands a couple in the sixth. No runs, two hits, one left at the end of six. 1-0 Daytona, or rather 2-0 Daytona on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Burger with Wendy's signature applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new bourbon bacon cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the seventh inning, Cardinals making their first bullpen call of the day. On a pitch, the right-hander Roy Garcia. He'll face 6, 7, and 8 in the Daytona order. Thompson, Jones, and Reyes as they look to add to a 2-0 lead. Thompson shows bunt, pulls back, and takes low and away for ball one. Thompson, one for two, has grounded out and ripped his single to left. The 1-0 from Roy. And ball and one strike. Garcia, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds. 21 years old from Nagua in the Dominican Republic. The 1-1. And Thompson foul tip in the box. It is 1-2. Garcia making his third appearance of the season, second of this series. The 1-2. Breaking ball drops in there. Got him looking. Nasty pitch there from Garcia on a 1-2 offering. And Thompson left frozen on the Uncle Charlie for the first out. One up, one down for the Cardinals in the top of the seventh. And now the catcher, Hayden Jones, 0 for 2 with a couple of ground balls to first base. Garcia pitching against Daytona in the series opener on Tuesday as Jones pops it in the air. Third base side, Mora giving a look. But we'll watch that one sail onto the little walkway. Actually knocks over a folded up folding chair. And it's no balls and one strike. One. And Jones early on that delivery, 0-2. Garcia gave up a run, unearned on one hit and two and a third innings. On Tuesday, walked two, struck out three, but suffered the loss. 0-2. Swung on and missed, got him. Breaking pitch down and in. Stouse will throw down to first to complete the strikeout. Back-to-back Ks begin the afternoon for Roy Garcia. Two down in the seventh for Rainey Reyes.
Now batting second baseman. 17,
Rainey
Reyes.
Reyes 0 for 2. Ground ball to short, or rather to third. Struck out his last time up. Garcia, his first appearance, walked one in an inning and earned the save against Jupiter on opening night. Has that one low. And Reyes ahead, one ball and no strikes. Daytona, 2-0 lead. Nobody on, two out in the seventh. And Reyes taps that one to the Daytona batter's box. Mentioned Daytona going home after this one. Cardinals will head to Lakeland next week, their first road trip of the season after starting the year as the road team at home against Jupiter. This one on the ground is short. Backhanded by Rivas to his right. Low throw picked up on a scoop by Rodriguez to his left to end the inning. So Daytona goes in order against Garcia in the seventh. Retires the side on 10 pitches. Time to get up and stretch. Daytona a 2-0 lead over Palm Beach on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go.
Okay!
Like Lil Jon. Okay! I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Pen for Daytona here in the seventh inning on in relief for the first time this season is Tuesday night starter Hunter Parks. Park, 6'2", 194 pounds, 20 years old, will turn 21 in a couple of days out of York, South Carolina. Eighth-round pick of the Reds last year out of Florence Darlington Technical College in the Palmetto State, the highest-drafted player in Stinger history. Addison Cruz, the first man to face him, and the first pitch is high for ball one. Cruz 0 for 2, as grounded to short and flied out to center. The righty's 1-0, and Cruz a chopper towards the third base dugout, 1-1. Parks on Tuesday night, a no decision, but did not allow a run on 5 hits in 4 innings, no walk, 6 Ks. The 1-1, and Cruz a tapper. Third base side, it's 1-2. Parks made 6 appearances, 3 starts in the Arizona Complex League last summer after being drafted. Signed away from a commitment to the University of South Carolina. No record of 1.59 ERA. The 1-2 from Hunter. Fastball missing outside. And it's even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gave up 8 hits and 11 in a third innings. Only 4 walks, 13 Ks last year. Here's the 2-2. And a breaking ball driven out to left. In and to his left is Confidan. Lost his cap as he reaches out to make the catch for the first down. If you're going to lose something on that, might as well lose the cap, not the ball. And one down in the seventh inning for Elijah Cabell. Has struck out and walked 0 for 1 today. Into the final line, the last two pitchers, Luis May and the Cardinals starter, Zane Mills, in a moment as Cabell takes low for ball one. Final line for Luis May this afternoon, 2 innings. Does not allow a run, 3 hits, a walk, and a couple of strikeouts. 21 pitches, 17 strikes as that one taken for Cardinals starter Zane Mills. He goes 6 innings, allows the 2 runs on 6 hits. As that outside for ball 3. Did not walk a batter, struck out 4. 75 pitches and 53 strikes. 3-0 on Cabell as Parks winds. And the 3-0 right across for a strike. It's 3-1. Bottom of the 1 o'clock hour. Daytona a 2-0 lead on a pair of Austin Hendrick home runs. Daytona 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They have left 3 tonight. The 3-1. And Cabell swings through a fastball at 92. It's a full count. Cardinals no runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They have left 6 to this point. Parks from the first base side of the mound, the payoff pitch. Breaking ball, line drive, center field. That one down in front of Allen for a base hit. So Cabell aboard for the second time today. That one coming off the bat at just shy of 112 miles an hour. 1 on, 1 away. And now the third baseman, Sonder Mora. Was hitless on the season coming into tonight, has singled and doubled. In this ball game, he's 2 for 2. Related to former Oriole All-Star Melvin Mora. As that one outside, 1-0. I still remember Melvin coming up with the Mets in the late 90s, traded by the Mets during the 2000 season for Mike Bordick. To help them get to the World Series as this one popped in the air. First base side. Out is the second baseman Reyes calling for it in shallow right. And he'll make the catch with the charging Hendrick behind him for the second out. Well communicated between Ibarra, Reyes, and Hendrick. And 2 down now in the seventh inning. Top of the order in Brandon Hernandez. My favorite part of that whole Bordick trade involving Mora, the reason I brought it up, was I did not know until I was already working in the Red system. I want to say it was my first year in Daytona in 2019. As that one, a strikeout at the knee, is 0-1 to Hernandez. Has a ground rule double, a ground out into a double play, and a strikeout. But the Mets had with the Reds for future Hall of Famer Barry Larkin. And he was going to be their shortstop after Ray Ordonez went down, but Larkin nicks the trade. As that one fouled to the left out of play, 0-2. What a potential change in what could have been for the Mets in 2000, maybe the few years after, had that trade actually gone through. As that one down in the dirt by the shoot tops of Hernandez, 1-2. Cabell the man at first. Two out. Bottom of the seventh. Daytona ahead by two. And every few years, there's one of those trades that just never quite fully happened that leaves you wondering, well, what could have been? The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in the air center field. That one down into center field. A base hit. Allen will throw back into the cutoff man, Steiger. Cabell advances to second. Second knock of the game for Brandon Hernandez. And the Cardinals have the tying runs on for the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. Rivas 0 for 3. Struck out. Popped up to third and flied out to right. Daytona will have 9-1 and 2. Scheduled against Garcia in the eighth, trying to get there, still ahead by a pair. Parks from the stretch, and the first pitch knocked back to the mesh netting, 0-1. Rivas, one of the young prospects on this roster, number 36 in the St. Louis system entering the season, according to Baseball America. Originally from Valencia, Venezuela. Parks takes a look towards second, now the 0-1. And that fastball off the outside part of the dish. It's one ball and one strike. Here on this Easter Sunday. The 1-1. And a breaking pitch. Blocked by Jones to his right on a backhand. Two balls and one strike. Parks' command hasn't been quite as sharp here in this first inning out of the bullpen as it was on Tuesday. Just 11 of his 20 pitches have been strikes. The 2-1. Breaking ball high, 3-1. On the Cardinals shortstop with the very dangerous Osvaldo Tovalin on deck. Cabell singled. He's at second. Hernandez did the same. He is at first. The 3-1. And that one in there for a strike. It's a full count. So that will release the merry-go-round. The Cardinals are actually going to challenge that call. And the call on the field is going to be overturned. A ball was inside. That is the second successful challenge by the Cardinals in as many days. And now the bases are loaded for Osvaldo Tovalin. And that's been an interesting thing to see in this series this weekend. Feels like the Cardinals have been a little more aggressive using the challenge than Daytona has, and I wonder how much of that is the Cardinals having that in their home ballpark and Daytona not having it in their own ballpark, maybe not always realizing that's an option available for them on the weekend. As Tovalin looks at a first pitch strike knee high, it's 0-1, so this is the best chance for Palm Beach to get on the board today. Bases loaded, two out, and one of their best hitters at the plate. He's reached base twice tonight, the 0-1. And this one slashed down the left field line towards the corner. Fair ball into the corner. This is going to wave Rivas around from first. The relay by Steiger, the tag by Jones. In time to end the inning. Great relay from Confidan to Steiger to Jones. But the challenge by the Cardinals loads the bases, and Tovalin delivers again to tie the game at two. Two runs in for the Cardinals in the seventh on three hits. And one man left. We head to the eighth inning, tied at two on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
So once again, we are now tied, headed into the eighth inning. Every single game in this series has been decided in the final at bat. As Gus Steiger swings through a first pitch fastball, it's 0-1. Steiger, Hendrick, and Allen, the three due up for Daytona here in this eighth inning. And the 0-1 to Steiger drops in for another strike, 0-2. Steiger, 0-2 tonight, bunted out to the pitcher in the third, grounded out to second in the sixth. The 0-2 off the outside corner. And the count, 1-2. Steiger, Hendrick, Allen. If anyone reaches, Triana. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Got him. Strike three. Chase the changeup off the outside part of the plate. And Garcia picks up the strikeout. Third strikeout tonight for the righty. One away in the eighth inning and back to the top of the order in Austin Hendrick. He's been Daytona's offense tonight. A solo home run to right in the third. And then another blast to left in the sixth. 2-for-3 in the ballgame, and Hendrick out in front of a changeup, 0-1. Hendrick started the season 0-for-11 at the plate. But since then, it's been a polar opposite. The 0-1. And Hendrick on the ground, through the hole between first and second, yet another base hit. Hendrick a hard turnaround first and will head back. 104 miles an hour off the bat that time. And Daytona with the go-ahead man on with one out for Jay Allen the second. Allen, single to left his last time, 1-for-3. Hendrick, since that 0-for-11 start, now 7-for-14 at the plate with a double and three home runs. So now Jay Allen, the second runner, starts and stops, pulls back on the bunt. And that's ruled inside, 1-0. They'll appeal down to the base umpire. Did not go on the pulled back bunt. So 1-0. Daytona's bullpen up down the left field line. That is Ryan Cardona. Hendrick off of first. The 1-0 to Allen. And this one crushed in the air to left. Back goes Cabell to the warning track, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the Marlins buildings. The first home run of the season for the 19-year-old Jay Allen II. And the Tortugas come right back in the eighth inning. They're back in front by a deuce, 4-2. 106.5 miles an hour off the bat, 417 feet. And in a blink of an eye, they took
18. Third baseman, Michelle Triana.
It has been the Allen and Hendrick show atop the Daytona lineup today, both with multi-hit games and three homers between the two. And now Michelle Triana, with the bases empty, takes inside for 1-1. Daytona had hit one home run in the first 8 games of the season. As that one at the knees, 1-1. And they have hit 3 in 7 in the third innings tonight. The 1-1, and Triana taps that one to the right. It is 1-2. That's just the way baseball works sometimes. The old phrase from our friend John Sterling, that's baseball, Susan. to his partner, Susan Waldman, as that one fouled up the first baseline, 1-2. You never know what you're going to see on any given day. Trends can be bucked all in one fell swoop. One home run in 8 games, 3 home runs in 7 innings tonight. The 1-2. And this one hit on the ground right side. Fielded on a backhand by the first baseman, Rodriguez. Nice play. An underhand flips to the pitcher, Garcia, covering for the second out. Thought that one was going to be too far to Rodriguez's right to make a play on it. Rodriguez, a guy who was listed as a catcher on this Cardinal roster, has shown off some pretty good defensive skills over at the first base bag in this series, and especially today, particularly on a couple of scoops on throws from the left-hand side and right-hand side of the infield. Here's Yerlin Confidon with the bases empty and two out, and he takes high for ball one. Confidon, 3 ground balls today. Once to the pitcher, once to short, once to second. Righty fires, and Confidon lays off up in the zone, 2-0. Cardinals will have the heart of their order due up in the 8th, 4-5 and 6. 2-0. That one off, it's a 3-ball, no strikes count. See if Cardona comes on and pitches the 8th for Daytona, or will they leave Parks out there for another inning? Righty kicks and deals. And Confidon swings 3-0 and hits a chopper to first. Picked up there, chest high by Rodriguez. Confidon hustling, and they just barely get him for the final out of the inning. Thought that one was going to be a nonchalant play, but credit to the 19-year-old hustling out of the box and making sure it was a bang-bang play to end the inning. But Daytona strikes back, a base hit by Hendrick, and a 2-run home run by Jay Allen II. Ryan Cardona coming on. Daytona a 4-2 lead as we head to the bottom of the 8th on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Go to the bullpen for Daytona as we head to the bottom of the 8th inning. It is the right-hander Ryan Cardona on a takeover for Hunter Parks. Cardona is 6 feet tall, 211 pounds. Will turn 22 next month out of Livingston, New Jersey. Reds' 19th round pick last year at Amaris College in Poughkeepsie, New York. He'll face off against Staus, Otamendi, and Rodriguez here in this 8th inning. Staus 1-for-2, been hit by a pitch, and he's out in front of the first offering by Cardona. It's 0-1. Cardona making his second appearance of the season for the Tortugas. Came out of the bullpen on Tuesday night as that breaking ball bounces 1-1. Did not allow a run on 3 hits in 2 2/3 innings. No walks, 3 strikeouts, did hit a couple batters, but earned his first win of the season out of the bullpen. The 1-1. And this one, sky to center. Back into his right is Allen II. He's coming in now a few steps and has it squared away by his collarbone for the first out. Leadoff man retired in the eighth inning. And now it's Hansel Otamendi. Otamendi single to right his last trip, as also grounded out to second and flied out to center. Final line for Hunter Parks this afternoon goes one inning. 24 pitches, 13 strikes is that one low to Otamendi, 1-0. Gave up two runs on three hits, a walk, and no strikeouts. But off the schneid, thanks to Jay Allen, as Otamendi early on the off speed. It is 1-1. Cardona finished the season in Daytona's rotation last year. Joined the team from the Complex League, the 1-1. And Otamendi, it's 1-2. Cardona last year in the Paradise green and blue. And a 1-1 record, an ERA of 5, made 4 appearances, 3 starts. Righties, 1-2. Fastball high. And Otamendi stays off, 2-2. Gave up 10 hits in 9 innings, 5 walks, 7 strikeouts. Had a marvelous career in the MAAC, Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. The 2-2, curveball tapped towards third. Waiting on it is Triana. Gathers, and a high throw. Ibarra makes the leap but can't make the tag on Otamendi running by, and he's aboard on the throwing error to start the eighth inning. So the Cardinals bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Luis Rodriguez. Rodriguez 0-for-3 has grounded out into a double play today, has also flied out to center and struck out. And the first pitch from Cardona gets by Jones to the backstop, and that will erase a potential double play as Otamendi advances to second. So a wild pitch. And now the Cardinals with a man in scoring position. One on and one out. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Daytona a 4-2 advantage. First baseman Ibarra off the line with the righty at the plate. 1-0, and that fastball high, and the count two balls and no strikes. Action in the Cardinal bullpen in right field. It is Gianluca Delatri, other New Jersey native, up in warming. Here's Cardona's 2-0, and that one up and in, ball three. Adanson Cruz would be the go-ahead run. He is on deck. Side of the mound for the 21-year-old. A look towards second. Here's the 3-0. And taking all the way is Rodriguez. Finds the bottom of the quadrants. It is 3-1. Runner takes his lead. Reyes holding him on the 3-1. And this one off the end of the bat, off towards the group area. Down the right field line, it's a full count. Daytona, 4 runs on 8 hits today. 1 error, they have left 3. Cardinals, 2 runs, 9 hits, an error, they have left 7. Righty ready, the payoff pitch. And Rodriguez can't hold up on the offering, up and in, strike 3. Ended up trying to protect himself, I think, a little more than he was attempting to swing. But the 90-mile-an-hour cutter puts Rodriguez into knots. And a huge second out in this eighth inning for Adanson Cruz. Cruz 0-for-3. As fly to center, fly to left, and grounded out to short. Otamendi at second, and Cruz can't hold up on the elevated cutter at 90. It's 0-1. Seen a lot of check swings against Cardona in this eighth inning. Cardinals picked up their first two runs of the game in the seventh. On the bases loaded, double by Tovalin. The 0-1. A check swing again on the overhand curveball. But no offering. And it's one ball and one strike on the 21-year-old center fielder. Cruz played a little bit at Palm Beach last year at a Puerto Plata in the Dominican. 1-1. And that inside. Fastball dripping in. 90. Tortugas in the top of the ninth. We'll have Ibarra, Thompson, and Jones due up. The righty's 2-1. And Cruz right on it. But can't keep it straight. Sends it back towards home plate. And it's two balls and two strikes. I really should have said back towards the netting and the seats behind home plate. So the count is 2-2 on the Cardinals center fielder with Elijah Cabell waiting on deck. Both knees bent, the pitch, and Cruz able to stay away of the high fastball. It's a full count. Otamendi takes his lead. Center fielder Allen relatively shallow. The payoff pitch. Low ball 4, and the Cardinals will put the tying runs on. So a two-out walk to Cruz. And Palm Beach has two men aboard on an error and a walk in the inning. And now a man who has plenty of power to give the Cardinals their first lead of the day. And Elijah Cabell. Cabell and a ball just shy of 112 miles an hour his last time up. A base hit to center. Has also walked and struck out as Cardona's curveball is outside for ball one. Cabell came around to score on that Tovalin double last inning. 0-2 at second. Cruz the tying run at first. The 1-0. And Cabell can't get around on the fastball at 89 down in the zone, 1-1. Cabell out of Florida State. Cardinals 17th round pick last year was also taken. The 1-1. Fastball in the dirt, snap throw behind the man at first. And Cruz back in standing ahead of the tag. The count now 2-1 on the Cardinal left fielder with Sonder Mora on deck. Like Ibarra, one of the best raw power prospects in the minors, according to Baseball America. The 2-1 and a swing and a miss out of heater. It's even two balls and two strikes. Daytona trying to weasel their way out of a jam here in the eighth inning. Cardona playing with the ball behind his back as he gets the sign. Now the 2-2. Struck him out. 90-mile-an-hour cutter away, and Cardona strands the tying runs aboard in the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, an error, and two men left because of the walk at the end of eight. It's 4-2 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Top of the ninth inning, Cardinals making a call to the bullpen. Gianluca Dellatri, the new arm in the game for the Redbirds, taking over for Roy Garcia. Dellatri, second appearance in this series, 6'6", 250 pounds, 24 years old, out of Wall, New Jersey. Signed by the Cardinals out of the University of North Carolina. Shout out Daytona's DH today, Justice Thompson. We'll face off against Ibarra, Thompson, and Jones in the inning. Numbers for Dellatri so far this year. Making his third appearance, 1-0. One hit in two innings, one walk, five strikeouts. Dellatri earning that win against Daytona on Thursday night. With a scoreless inning, allowed one hit, struck out three. Did not allow a run in an inning in his season debut against Jupiter last Sunday. Ibarra 0-for-3 tonight. Has struck out twice. One of those times reached on a drop third strike and was robbed of an RBI base hit his last time on a diving play by Brandon Hernandez. Righty against righty, and Dellatri's first pitch up and in for a called strike, 0-1. Final line for Roy Garcia this afternoon for the Cardinals. Two innings, 27 pitches, 19 strikes. The 0-1 to Ruben, and Ibarra off the hands in the infield. Shading his eyes from the sun is the shortstop, Rivas, called off by the sunglass-wearing second baseman Hernandez on the third base side of second, and he'll make the catch for the out. But Garcia, 27 pitches, 19 strikes, gave up two runs on two hits, did not walk anyone, struck out three, and leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side. So here is Justice Thompson, 1-for-3. Ripped a base hit his second time up. Struck out looking his last time, has also grounded out. Dellatri set above the belt, now fires. And Thompson looks at a strike. It's 0-1. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth, the Cardinals will have 9-1-2. Two up against the righty Cardona with no action in the Tortugas bullpen. The 0-1. Thompson takes down by his feet. And it's one ball and one strike. Thompson, originally from the Tampa area, finished the season last year with Daytona, hit his first two pro homers with the club. As that one misses down. And it's two balls and one strike. Started his college career at Northwest Florida State College, before spending last year at North Carolina in the ACC. Righty deals. And that one across for another strike. It is 2-2. Dellatri is no longer at North Carolina last year when Thompson was there, but share that Tar Heel Blue brotherhood. 2-2 pitch. Thompson, little dribbler towards the third base side. Stays a two-ball, two-strike count with nobody on and one out here in the ninth inning. Dellatri appeared in 13 games last year with Palm Beach at an ERA, a tick over 5.5. Just 7 walks, though, 24 Ks in 17 and two-thirds innings. Another 2-2 to Justice, and a foul ball right back behind home plate. And we'll do it again. Infield shifted for Thompson to pull as a right-handed batter. The 2-2, and Thompson takes high. It's a full count. Thompson out of C. Leon King High School in the Tampa area was the Reds' sixth-round pick a season ago. Same high school that produced former major leaguer Derek Bell. Payoff pitch from Delatry, and Thompson strikes out on the high fastball, two down. First strikeout today for Delatry. Got him on the 94-mile-an-hour sinking fastball. And now the base is empty, two away for the catcher, Hayden Jones. Jones 0 for 3, has grounded out to the first baseman twice and struck out. A play for him to pull to the right side as a lefty hitter. A lot of space between Mora and the third base chalk. First pitch to Jones, and a swing through a sinker up. It is 0-1. Jones, we mentioned, out of Illinois State. Transferred there after spending a season at Mississippi State in the SEC. Good baseball bloodlines. His dad, Ken, a former draftee of the Padres back in 1995. As he takes outside 1-1. His dad has served as a coach as well as an assistant up in the Midwest at Ball State in Indiana and Western Michigan University. 1-1. And Jones can't connect there. Up and away, 1-2. His dad, Ken, was a two-time academic All-American, a two-time All-MAC selection in the Mid-American Conference, different than the MAC conference that Lynn at Western Michigan University. Same alma mater as last year's draftee, Blake Dunn, former Tortuga. 1-2, and he struck him out swinging. Another sinker up at 94, and Delatry retires the side in order with a couple of strikeouts in the ninth inning. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Ryan Cardona back to work. Can Daytona end the slide? 9-1-2 due up. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Here we go, bottom of the ninth for his second inning of relief. He'll face off against Mora, Hernandez, and Rivas. Should anybody reach, Osvaldo Tovalin would follow. Mora, 2-for-3, has singled and doubled today, flied out his last time, and Cardona's first pitch slips down and away, 1-0. Mora, last trip, popping up to second. Righty from the first base side, the 1-0. And that one off the outside corner, two balls and no strikes. Daytona, 4 runs, 8 hits. Daytona going to challenge that call. And the call will stand. So Daytona 0-for-1 on their challenges here today. Cardinals 1-of-2. As that outside ball, 3. Daytona, 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They have left 3. Cardinals, 2 runs on 9 hits, 1 error. They have left 9. Righty at the belt, the 3-0. And that one inside, ball 4. And Mora on with a four-pitch walk here to start the ninth inning. Not exactly. Here's Brandon Hernandez. Singled to center his last time. He's also doubled, grounded into a double play, and struck out. Righty deals. And that one high, and they call a balk before the pitch, and that gives Mora second base. It's the third balk called against Daytona pitching in this series. And that played a part in the Cardinals' walk-off win in the ninth inning against Daytona on Thursday. So no longer is a double play in order. And no count on Brandon Hernandez. That pitch did not count. Cardona from the stretch. Now the pitch, and Hernandez swings away and comes up with a bag of air at 0-1. Batter rests that bat on his back shoulder as Cardona looks in for the sign. And time called at home plate. Cardinals have won on walk-offs in each of the last four games. Still waiting to hear back from Minor League Baseball on when was the last time that happened. As Hernandez takes high, it is 1-1. Cardona having some trouble finding the grip. Here to start the inning. Cardinals had a walk-off sack fly on Wednesday. As Hernandez fights one in the air, shallow center. That one's down in front of Allen, a base hit. Stopping at third is Mora, and all of a sudden the Cardinals have the tying runs on with nobody out here in the ninth inning. Third hit of the game for Brandon Hernandez. And now it's the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. He's been a different hero in every game for the Cardinals. Adinson Cruz had a walk-off sack fly on Wednesday. Osvaldo Tobalin, the game-winning three-run homer to break up the no-hitter on Thursday. Friday, it was a wild pitch that allowed Franklin Soto to score with Wade Stauss at the plate. And then last night, the walk-off winner by Hansel Otamendi as Cardona misses high again, ball one. 33 pitches for the righty so far today. Only 15 have been strikes. Mora at third, Hernandez at first. The 1-0. And the knee is a strike, it's 1-1. Some movement over in the Daytona left field bullpen. Jose Peralta has picked up a baseball. He was on the mound for the walk-off on Wednesday. The 1-1. Swing and a miss, fastball, count 1-2. Rivas walked his last time, has also flied out twice and struck out. The 1-2, and this one fouled back. Rivas getting enough to stay in there. No action in the Cardinal bullpen. Should there be an extra frame tonight? Righty Cardona sets now the pitch. And this one in the air, right center field. That'll get the run in. Over and to his right is Hendrick. He'll make the catch. Throw will come in towards second base. Tagging and scoring is Mora. It's a sacrifice fly for Jeremy Rivas. And Palm Beach is a run closer. It's 4-3. So now it's Osvaldo Tobalin who tied the game back in the seventh inning with the bases loaded and two out, doubled down the left field line. Rivas was sent to the plate and was thrown out trying to score the go-ahead run. And the First pitch to Osvaldo here is Scott in the air, third base side. Jones over to give a look. But it's about five rows back adjacent to the Daytona dugout. It's 0-1. Tovalin has reached base three times tonight, singled in the first, walked in the fourth, and had that two-run double in the seventh, struck out against Luis May in the sixth. Daytona hoping for a ground ball to end the game. Righty ready. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Home run hack there from Tovalin. Two. Wade Stauss, who was at the plate for the walk-off wild pitch on Friday night, is on deck. Tovalin resting that bat on his shoulder, the 0-2. And that one high and away. Lays off, it's one ball and two strikes. One on, one out, one in for the Cardinals in this ninth inning. Daytona protecting a 4-3 lead. All four of Daytona's runs today on home runs by Austin Hendrick and Jay Allen II. The 1-2. And Cardona slips on the pitch and misses high, 2-2. We've seen that happen a couple of times with the last two pitchers for Daytona. It felt like that happened a few times, maybe with Alex Johnson. I thought it may have happened also a little bit with Hunter Parks, too. Just sort of an awkward-looking follow-through a couple of times. 2-2 pitch. And Tovalin, a jam shot. Shallow right out as Reyes makes the leaping catch. Throw to first. They'll double off Hernandez. And you can end the four-game losing streak. Celebrate a Tortuga series-ending victory on a game-ending line drive 4-3 double play. And the demons have been exorcised here on Easter Sunday as the Tortugas win it. 4-3. Special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva Care Solutions and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. The homestand continues with a Belly Buster Wednesday on April 20th presented by Marco's Pizza with all you can eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on April 21st with drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our friends from the Museum of Arts and Sciences with our annual astronomy night on Friday, April 22nd. Come to the park early as the first fans to the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway. Bring your four-legged friend out on Saturday, April 23rd for our first Park in the Park night of the season featuring a collapsible dog bowl giveaway. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring games and activities for all ages. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Well, the Tortugas, we apologize. Apparently we had some internet difficulties in that ninth inning. But the Tortugas rally and win it tonight. They take the series finale here against the Cardinals by a final of 4-3. All six games in this series were decided by either one or two runs. The only game that was decided by two runs was a game that was even closer than that, a walk-off three-run home run by Osvaldo Tovalin on Thursday night to end a no-hitter. So that is how this series has been, that kind of tightly contested matchups between two rivals, not just here in the Florida State League, but between their parent affiliates as well at the Major League level. But let's take it through the game that was on this victory Sunday for Daytona, the Tortugas. And Cardinals were scoreless going into the third inning. Alex Johnson on the mound for Daytona. The Cardinals with Zane Mills making his second start of the series. And in the top of the third, with nobody on and two out on a 2-2 pitch, Austin Hendrick smashed one out to deep right field. His second home run of the series and the season gave Daytona a 1-0 lead. It would stay that way until the sixth inning, leading off the frame. Gus Steiger grounded out, and then Hendrick stepped up again and on an 0-1 pitch took one out to left field. Off the bat, I thought it was just a casual fly ball, but kept on carrying and carrying and carrying. Left the ballpark, his second home run of the day, his third of the season, his third of the series, and the Tortugas had a 2-0 lead. But as has been the case all series long, the Cardinals would not go quietly, as against the Daytona bullpen in the seventh, they were able to tie the game with one out. Elijah Cabell singled to center. Then Sonder Mora popped up to second base. After a base hit to center by Brandon Hernandez, Jeremy Rivas walked on five pitches to load the bags for Osvaldo Tobalin. On an 0-1 pitch, he hit a liner down the left field line into the corner. Cabell scored. Hernandez scored. That tied the game. And Jeremy Rivas, who tried scoring from first on that play, was thrown out. Was a great relay from Confidon to Steiger to the catcher Jones to end the inning. But the Cardinals, with a two-run double there by Tobalin, able to tie the game at two. But it would not stay knotted for all that long, as in the eighth inning, with one out, Gus Steiger struck out for the first out of the inning. Then Austin Hendrick on an 0-1 pitch hit another triple-digit shot into right field for a base hit. And then on a 1-0 delivery to Jay Allen the second, the right-handed 19-year-old clocked one off the facing of the Marlins' offices beyond the left field fence. His first home run of the season, a go-ahead two-run homer. And that put Daytona ahead by a score of 4-2. It would stay that way until the ninth inning. The Cardinals with an immediate rally. Sonder Mora walked, advanced to second on a balk, was advanced to third on a single to center by Brandon Hernandez. And then Jeremy Rivas lifted a sacrifice fly to right, made it 4-3, but on a 2-2 pitch to Osvaldo Tobalini, hit a line drive to shallow right. Rainey Reyes drifted back onto the grass, made a leaping catch, and they had Hernandez doubled off first base to end the game as the Tortugas win it this afternoon to snap the four-game losing streak by a final of 4-3. Winning pitcher this afternoon for Daytona was Hunter Parks. Did give up the two runs in the seventh inning on three hits, no walks, or rather one walk, no strikeouts. But the winning pitcher in this ball game. Save goes to Ryan Cardona. His first of the year, gave up one run on one hit, two walks, two Ks. In two innings of work, a no decision after four shutout frames today for Alex Johnson. As for the Cardinals, losing pitcher today, Roy Garcia, his second loss in the series, went two innings, gave up two runs on two hits, did not walk anyone, struck out three. Garcia now 0-2 on the year. Final time of game this afternoon, 2 hours and 16 minutes, the season low for Daytona so far this year. Final line score, Daytona 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, they left 3. Cardinals 3 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, they left 9. As Daytona improving to 3-6 with the win, Cardinals with the loss dropping to 5-4. As we take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here on this Sunday afternoon, nearing the bottom of the 2 o'clock hour. One other final in the league so far today. Tampa leading Dunedin, or beat Dunedin, 6-3. Earlier today out at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Top of the seventh in Bradenton. Marauders will come to the Jack on Tuesday. They lead Lakeland 10-4, looking for their seventh win in the last 8 games. St. Lucie, a 5-4 edge over Clearwater. That game in the bottom of the eighth, and bottom five in Fort Myers. Jupiter fresh off giving the Mighty Muscles their first loss of the season. They trail 1-0 in the fifth inning. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard today, no action for High A Dayton because of the doubleheader yesterday. Reds will play in Los Angeles, trying to salvage the final game of that series against the Dodgers at 4:10 Eastern time. Former Tortuga Tyler Malley will go up against former Jupiter Hammerhead Andrew Heaney. Triple-A Louisville getting underway in about 40 minutes or so, 3:05 Eastern time against the Omaha Storm Chasers. Royals affiliate Connor Overton will get the start at Triple-A today. And Double-A Chattanooga, bottom of the first inning at home against the Birmingham Barons White Sox Club. A two-run home run from last year's first-round pick, Matt McClain. So two offensive first-round picks for the Reds last year ended up hitting home runs today. McClain, a two-run shot for Chattanooga. Jay Allen, a two-run shot for Daytona here. So the Lookouts, a 2-1 lead in the first. Former Tortuga Connor Curlis on the mound for the Lookies today. As for Major League Baseball's scoreboard on this Sunday, end of four in Baltimore. Yankees and Orioles are scoreless. Nestor Cortez against Bruce Zimmerman. Top of the third in Pittsburgh. Nationals a 3-0 lead on the Pirates. Patrick Corbin against Jose Quintana. Top of the fourth in Boston. Red Sox and Twins are scoreless. Bailey Ober going up against former Palm Beach Cardinal Michael Wacha. Bottom of the second in Toronto. Blue Jays a 2-0 lead on Oakland. Alec Manoah against Adam Oller. Top of the third in Flushing. Mets and Diamondbacks are scoreless. David Peterson against Humberto Castellanos. Top of the third in Miami. Marlins up to an early 4-0 lead on Philadelphia. Eliezer Hernandez against Zach Wheeler. Just underway out in Chicago, White Sox and Rays. Chicago trailing the Rays 4-0. J.P. Feiereisen, the opener for Tampa Bay. Vince Velasquez, the starter for the Pale Hose. Bottom of the first in Milwaukee. Brewers and Cardinals still scoreless. Aaron Ashby for Milwaukee against former Palm Beach right-hander Dakota Hudson. Top of the first, or will be the top of the first momentarily. About to get underway in Arlington. Rangers and Angels. Martin Perez against Jose Suarez. Diamondbacks, or rather Rockies, will host the Cubs at 3:10 Eastern time. Former Palm Beach Cardinal Austin Gomber for the Rockies against Drew Smiley. Mentioned the Reds and Dodgers at 4:10. Mariners will host the Astros at 4 o'clock as well. Matt Brash against Jose Urquidy. And Sunday Night Baseball, 7 o'clock in San Diego. Padres and Braves. Yu Darvish will go against the Braves. Right-hander Bryce Elder. And one postponement today, Royals and Tigers rained out in Kansas City. They'll make it up as a part of a doubleheader on July the 11th. After the league-wide off day tomorrow, Daytona will open up a six-game series against the Bradenton Marauders on Tuesday night. Gates open at 6 o'clock. First pitch at 7:05 will be our first Taco Tuesday of the season with special offers at the Tortugas concession stands. Will also be our first Silver Sluggers night of the season presented by Conviva with special great offers for our special 60 and older fan club. And then, of course, as a part of our Tuesday night festivities, our first breast cancer awareness night of the season presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, as the Tortugas players and coaches will wear special pink tinted uniforms that'll be auctioned off at the end of the season, with all the benefits going to benefit various cancer, breast cancer-related charities. That'll do it for us here this afternoon. Daytona snaps the four-game losing streak with a thrilling 4-3 win here this afternoon in Jupiter, Florida, for our quartet of owners. Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, Kyle McEwen, our general manager Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast and characters. Back at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Again, your final today, the Tortugas 4 and the Cardinals 3. We hope to talk to you again on Tuesday evening back at the Jack. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Enjoy your Monday. And a very happy Easter, Passover, and Ramadan to everyone out there. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.